Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Money Podcast, your source for all things money. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Jennifer Fondrevet on the line, and she's founder and chief humanity officer over at Day One Ready, and she's also author of Now What? A Survivor's Guide for Thriving Through Mergers and Acquisitions. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so excited to get into the topic today, so I can't wait to do a dive into this book, Now What? A Survivor's Guide for Thriving Through Mergers and Acquisitions. But before we do that, tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over at Day One Ready, please.
Well, over at Day One, we're still focused on mergers and acquisitions. It's the focus that I have coming out of the book, and it's all about helping executives and private equity be smarter about the people challenges that happen during M&A deal situations.
Is there any particular, so a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening right now, and been listening and following for a long time. And at the end of this, I'm going to give the opportunity to leave your contact information, whether it's a website or otherwise. I just want to make sure that the right types of individuals follow up with you. Is there any particular industry that you focus on in M&A more so than another? Or just give us a little bit of more of a feel for the types of people that should be connecting with you.
Well, you know, what's interesting, I'd love to say it's exclusive to one industry, but the reality is mergers and acquisitions are happening across the board, across industries. You've probably seen, knowing you're focused on money, businesses are really having a hard time surviving on their own. And entrepreneurs are often, when they're launching a business, often thinking of an exit plan early on and looking to get acquired. So given that it's happening, whether it's tech or healthcare or finance, I look to support all because people are involved in every single M&A deal. And typically when they're not doing well, it's because companies haven't thought about the people piece of it. And that's really what I focused on. I survived three multi-billion dollar M&A deals. And by the third one that I went through, I thought, dear God, there's got to be a better way to do this. And so that's why I launched my consultancy. And it's really just to help senior execs and their workforce be smarter about the challenges, the people challenges that they'll face.
That's awesome. And I think that's a great transition. So let's just dive right into the book. So Now What? A Survivor's Guide. Tell us a little bit more. What was the inspiration for this?
Really, it the idea for it started after my first M&A experience. I was a senior marketing executive at a company called Navtech, digital map maker. You may recall, before maps were ubiquitous, you actually had a hard time finding where to go, right? You have to read the map while sitting in your car and typically would get lost. And so Navtech was a company creating a digital map of the world. We were acquired by Nokia in 2008. And I won't go into the details of that, but there were a lot of reasons that that wasn't successful. And for me, first and foremost, was the merging of cultures. We were B2B, they were B2C, and there was a lot of misalignment. And I'll leave it at that. And after that experience, I subsequently went through two more M&A deal scenarios. And by the third one, because I got tired of saying there's got to be a better way, I thought, first and foremost, I want to write a survivor's handbook. Part of the issues that I saw was lack of transparency. People just didn't know what to expect. There's a lot of cloak and dagger, whether it's confidentiality or legal compliance, but a lot of things that people don't have insight into. And I felt that if I could write a book that just said, here's what's going to happen. You're going to go through stages of grief. You got to get from denial to acceptance. People around you, people you thought you knew are going to change. And frankly, fear doesn't bring out the best version of people. So you have to be prepared for that. And then lastly, I focus on now that you know that you're going to have these stages, that people will change, you got to take ownership of your career. You have to be smart about what your value is and where you can contribute it. And the main reason really for writing that book is because I saw in all three scenarios, good people lose their way. They didn't understand their value in the new company, and yet they had valuable skills to offer. And so I felt that if I wrote a book that provided rabid transparency on what to expect through an M&A deal, that people would have a better chance of quickly figuring out where they could provide value and still contribute to a company. So it's interesting because the book is what launched everything else, that desire to write that book.
Well, wow, what a great concept. And just to recap for the listeners, so the way the book's is laid out, which I think is amazing, and I just like the way it flows. So section one, why mergers and acquisitions occur, the people consequences. Section two, the M&A stages of grief. Section three, the post-M&A cast of characters. And then section four, now what? So we're not going to have time to go into all of these sections, obviously, based on the length of these episodes. And by the way, for the listeners, if we did have time, we still wouldn't. Why? Because I want you to go buy this book. That's what we do here. We sell books. It's really easy to find on Amazon, and I'm sure many other places. So definitely go check this out, especially if you're going through this situation right now. I mean, I can't see why anybody wouldn't buy this. But I do want to highlight one or two things. So first off, market forces that drive M&A. I don't think if you're at the top level, if you're an owner of the company, if you're at, these other areas, then maybe you understand why what's happening is happening. But can you go into this a little bit more for the rest of us?
Well, and it's interesting because I think there's a preconceived notion that M&A is just for the big companies, the multinationals. But frankly, the last five, possibly 10 years have really been middle market companies in the 10 million to 1 billion revenue scope. And so it can happen to anyone. And so I emphasize in the book, you can kind of pick up on cues, but really technology is driving a lot of the reasons that companies are struggling to survive. So whether it's the technology aspect, scale, needing to grow bigger and faster, you've tapped out on your current market and there's no growth unless you merge or are acquired or acquire another company. And then globalization, the fact that it's not just geography, within your country, but there are global, even in the middle market, there are more and more companies who need to pair up with other companies so they can provide a portfolio of products or solutions or services to their end customer. And because of the technology aspect, accelerating so much of what consumers expect from a product, service, or solution, you just see that playing out time and again. And it's why I say to people in the book, you have to be alert and smart. Don't just keep your head down and do your job, but be smart on industry trends. Make sure you are monitoring what's happening not only in your industry, but what are things that are happening in other industries that could affect you and your company? The smarter you are about that, the more prepared you'll be and can even anticipate what would be a likely scenario for your company because you need to be prepared. That's really the big message in this. You can't assume it's not going to happen.
That's awesome. I love it. So Jennifer, that being said, I can talk to you about this all day long, and I know we barely scratched the surface on the book, but we're about out of time. So that being said, if somebody's listening to this right now and they want more information on either Day One Ready and how to connect with you and your team or to learn more about the book, Now What, A Survivor's Guide for Thriving Through Mergers and Acquisitions, I mean, what's the best way for them to connect?
I'd say first through LinkedIn. I am very active on LinkedIn. People can naturally check out my website, as you noted, jenniferjfondreday.com. But on LinkedIn, I really actively post about lessons learned. And it's become amazingly relevant right now because of so much uncertainty. There's a lot of uncertainty in M&A, so I've been posting a lot about how do you lead people through uncertain times. So happy to connect with people on LinkedIn.
Fantastic. Well, Jennifer, really appreciate you coming on the show today to talk more about your book and what's going on in M&A. And congrats again on launching the book. I think it's amazing work, and I know it's going to help a lot of people. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Money, definitely give us a subscribe there. But also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Jennifer, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.